Good morning, and here's the news. The pandemic hasn't slowed down the business community's efforts to bring a little excitement and popular merchandise to the official beginning of the holiday shopping season. Black Friday deals abound at many of American Samoa's retailers. Hot items this year in the tech sector include mobile phones and large televisions, as well as many more practical items like bedding, folding tables and chairs. Most businesses are offering steep discounts for the day only or until the sale items are all sold. One retailer, Neil's Ace Home Center, made the decision to offer Black Friday deals all week long. KHT News spoke to shoppers on Wednesday who said they appreciated the opportunity to shop and save without the crowds that come with the Friday morning rush. Others embraced the excitement of traditional busiest shopping day of the year by planning and searching for doorbuster deals, which are typically offered by businesses to encourage shoppers to come early. To further draw the crowds, Costulus and Gears have scheduled 93KHJ's John Rayner and Siata Fau to host their popular morning radio program at their businesses. Joey Cummings is similarly hosting a live broadcast at Blue Sky. John had this conversation with the GM of Costulus, Marvin Raps, shortly after they open at 6 a.m.
What are your big ticket items that you think that'll move real fast?
Probably the Samsung TVs. We have the 55-inch, 65-inch Samsung TVs. We have hoverboards. We have all kinds of toys. So probably the TVs be the biggest today.
Is that what it typically is each year, the TVs?
Typically TVs, and they're pretty good pricing too, which is the whole key right there. So, okay. Yep, the TVs.
And just a quick question. You know, we've had a lot of economic growth, I'd say, just from the various stimuluses that have come through and federal aid. Has that reflected in your sales overall this year compared to maybe the last couple?
It has made a huge difference. You see the influx of the money coming to the island. They're spending it mostly on grocery items at this point. But I think today is going to be a little different for everybody buying the Christmas gifts today. So we're here for everybody else. Come see us. We'll help you out, okay?
The day after Thanksgiving has been known as Black Friday since the 1950s because of the tendency of workers to call in sick on the day after Thanksgiving to give themselves a four-day weekend. Over the years, the importance of the day to retailers as a major shopping holiday led them to reframe the term Black Friday to be less derisive. It is now said that Black Friday is the day of the year when most businesses stop operating in the red or at a loss and begin to haul in profits for the year. From the Department of Health, children ages 5 to 11 are now eligible to receive the Pfizer vaccine under emergency use authorization. With the addition of the 5 to 11-year-olds, COVID-19 vaccines will be temporarily available at the schools in the coming weeks. The Department of Health strongly encourages all parents to attend informational sessions to ask vaccine-related questions at any of the following locations. If you live in the villages from Whanganenea to Aloao, DOH invites you to attend informational meetings to ask vaccine-related questions, and this takes place at the Diwa in Tafuna at 5 p.m. on November 29th, or at 5 p.m. at Manmalo on November 30th. There'll be other informational sessions for parents who live in villages from Waitongi to Whangamalo on December 6th and 7th, and for parents who live in the villages from Tula to Whangasa on December 13th and December 14th. If you have any questions that you'd like to be addressed during the informational meetings, feel free to send them through the Department of Health Facebook page. COVID-19 vaccines for children 5 to 11 are available now at the Tafuna Family Health Center Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays from 8 to 3 p.m. Parents or legal guardian must be present for children to receive their vaccine. After a year focused on leadership training, American Samoa Mission, ASM Pathfinders, Adventurers and Youth of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, American Samoa, had the opportunity to put their knowledge into practice. They led and participated in a community service project that helped a variety of organizations in American Samoa. They distributed food, bedding, and toiletries to government facilities such as the Tafuna Correctional Facility, Hope House, and two shelters housed under the Department of Human and Social Services. Representatives from the different organizations expressed their gratitude to the youth groups that presented them with donations. Some of the groups were also able to sing and pray with the organizations with which they met. According to Sayuli Lance Pilinato, ASM Youth Ministries Director, community service projects that meet the community's needs have been a priority for ASM Youth Ministries. Pilinato said, "I believe we can change the world if we work together, and nothing has been more fulfilling than working side by side with young people in youth ministries, community service outreach." In a peer, the governing Whatutuile Tuasamo Otasi Party has secured 4 of the 6 seats from Friday's by-elections and increasing its numbers in the House to 31 representatives. Following the preliminary counting last night, Oni Sanganga 2 and Ana Lofi 2 had been retained by the Human Rights Protection Party. The HRPP numbers now increase to 20, but Ana Lofi No. 2 preliminary winner is only ahead by a slender 9 votes, with special votes and pre-polling results yet to be counted. According to the Office of the Electoral Commission, pre-polling votes are being held at the main police station in Apia. Electoral Commissioner Faimalo Matumwa Matthew Lemisio said, special votes will be sorted at 2 p.m. today. So pre-poll votes and the special votes will all be counted during the final count on Monday, he said. Faimalo Matumwa said that by 5 p.m. Monday, he expects to be heading with the writs for the elected members to be signed by the head of state. Speculation now turns to the women's representatives in parliament. There are currently only 4 elected women in parliament, so 2 more need to be selected based on percentage of votes cast. These will be decided after the final count is conducted. And that's the news.